This week we're going to do I cheated a little bit. I get to cheat sometimes. I cheated a little bit. It's not really a Parshas Behar Sugya, but it is a Parshas Behar Sugya because it's the Rashi at the very, very beginning of the Parsha. The very first Pasuk in Parshas Behar, in the introduction to the laws of Shemitah, the Pasuk says, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. Right? Generally, we have a lot of Vayomar Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemor. This is Bahar Sinai Lemor. He said this Bahar Sinai. Now, why would the Torah have this language? One of probably the most famous lines in Rashi throughout Rashi al Torah, Ma Inyan Shemitah Leitzel Har Sinai. Right? What's the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai? Vayelo Kol Mitzvos Nemru Misinai. Every mitzvah was said on Sinai. Just like Shemitah, it says the klalos, the general principles, pratyasa, the detail, the little, again, the diyukim we make, afkula namru kolosev dikta me sinai, kach shnei b'toras konim. So Rashi says, quoting Chazal, right, the unique aspect of why it says, right, mani Shemitah har sinai, is to tell us that just like Shemitah, all the, not just the general principle, there's a mitzvah of Shemitah, but all the details of Shemitah and all the dikdukim, they were also said at Har Sinai, right? And so to every mitzvah is the same way. Now there's a lot to discuss and unpack in this Rashi and in this Maimar Chazal. Again, we're not going to get into, but there are the Ksav Sofer, amongst others, talk about why specifically this rule is brought about by the mitzvah of Shemitah. Again, we could have said it by any mitzvah, right? Why Shemitah is the example for this principle that everything was said in Har Sinai. Okay, again, not our topic for today. What I want to talk about today is what exactly did we get on Har Sinai? And I will say specifically, the angle that I want to focus on in the second half of the shiur is specifically when it comes to Agadata. Was Agadata given on Har Sinai, which we'll talk about, a topic that is one that is fascinates me personally, and we'll talk about some Mar Makomos on that. So we're first going to start with what I would call the classic Mar Makomos on this topic. There are a few classic Mar Makomos on this topic, and we're going to unpack them. The Gemara Megillah in source number 3, again, on them, like all these things that Hashem spoke to you, Bahar on the mountain. Melamed, Sheharuhu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Dikduke, Torah, Dikduke, Sofrim. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have shown Moshe all the Dikdukim, Torah, Dikduke, Sofrim, everything that was going to be said. Umashe, Sofrim, Asidun, Leschadesh, what the Sofrim are going to later be Machadesh. My niyu, and what is that referring to? Here, Mikra Megillah, again, in our context about Mikra Megillah, meaning that the whole story of Purim and everything that was going to happen and the whole notion of a Megillah Esther, it was already revealed to Moshe at Har Sinai. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Talmud Yerushalmi on the same Pasuk has a stronger language than this. Rishum and Levi, Omer, Aleim, Valeim, Kachol, Hadvarim, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Vagada, right? It's everything, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Agadah, Afilu Masha, Talmud, Vasik, Asid, Lahoros, Afnei Rabba, even what a future sharp Talmud is going to teach in front of his Rebbe, Kfar Nemar, L'Moshe, Misinai, it was already said to Moshe at Har Sinai. Again, everything was already said to Moshe at Har Sinai. There's nothing that you could teach later that Moshe didn't already know at Har Sinai. Similarly, again, one more Mar Malkum on this theme, the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Hei, source number 5, Amri Levi Bar Cham, Amri Shum and Lakish, Maidir Sevetna Lachasaluchos, Evan Vator, Vamitla Shirkasafti, Lahoro Sam. What does it mean that I'm going to give to you these Luchos Evan, the Torah mitzvah that I wrote, right? Luchos, Elo Aseres Adibros. So the Gemara darshins each word. The Luchos, those are the Aseres Adibros. Torah is a Mikra, Mitzvah is a Mishnah, Asher Kasafti, Elo Nevi Muksuvim, what thou which I wrote is me Muksuvim, Lahoro Sam is a Talmud. Malami Shakulam Nitlan Moshe Misinai, to teach us that everything here was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Excellent question. Not for now. There's an article on that topic of why Mishnah comes before Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The pashtus of the answer to you is that as follows, that in order, right, the word Asher Kasafti, that which I wrote, makes more sense to go on Nevi'im and Ksuvim because it's written. That's one answer. But giving more depth to that answer, right, Mishnah actually does precede, right, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, because Mishnah is the explanation of the halachas of the Mikra, right? So Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not necessarily halacha, it's more of the, right, the Nevuah that we got later on. But yes, it's a good question. Yes?
How come Moshe did not reveal the meanings of the Chiptikim on top of the letters in the Torah.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a minute. There's another Gemara in Menachos that we're going to get to in a second, which addresses that conversation. Yes?
And there were at least two cases where I met Russian where it says that Hashem revealed certain images, certain pictures that were not at our scene. I mean, Menorah is one, and maybe the Matveya Shalesh, those two instances.
Excellent. You don't even need those midrashim, right? You have psukim in the Torah, right? Last week's parsha, the Mekalel, right? B'no Slavchad coming up. We have the Mekosha Sheitzim, right? We have stories in the Torah where Moshe seemingly didn't know everything, right? He had to ask, right? So seemingly there are cases where Moshe didn't know everything. So what I want to talk about today, and this was all a kind of introduction, is what exactly does this mean? And again, I don't mean to, ask anything. We're talking about within the world of Olam HaTorah here. We're not asking anything that's Chas V'Shalom even borderline. Anything that I'm asking, just like, look, what does Chazal mean? What do they mean? Literally, Moshe got everything on Har Sinai. He taught them every single detail, every single halacha of Shemitah that we have nowadays. Again, he went through that on Har Sinai. He got that on Har Sinai. What does that mean? There were no chidushim later on. Every machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara, every Abaya and Rava, right? Every Havaya, none of that. All of Moshe knew all of that already. They were just revealing what was already known. Well, what exactly does this mean? Right, good. That's what we're going to get to right now. That's this Gemara right now. So question one is like, what does this mean? I think, and again, this is a classic example where I think what we're taught as children, and we never really stop and think to like, what does it really mean? I think we're taught as children, yeah, we got everything at our Sinai, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh, we got it all, everything, right? The Pashut read of this Rashi that we started with, Man Yishmita Tar Sinai, yeah, we got every detail. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, right? He sat there with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and every single detail was revealed to him, right? At that moment, right? That's what it sounds like. That's what it seemed to be. What I'd like to suggest is not my own. Again, there are many that say it. There's not me speaking on my own. But we'll see one Maramachim amongst others that exist, right? That doesn't mean exactly that literally every single detail was given on Har Sinai. And more than that, we have a question, right? We have a very fundamental question. We're going to build a yesod of the Gemara Menachos that was just referenced. The Gemara Menachos in source number 6, again, it's a well-known Gemara as well. The Gemara Menachos Da'al Chav Tesim, it says as follows. Amar Yudha Marah, B'shah She'ala Moshe L'marom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Shemayim. Matzla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyoshe V'kosher K'sarim Le'osios. He saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, whatever this means, Kaviyachol, writing the toppings, the crowns on top of the letters. Amar Lefanav, he said, Rimono Shalola, Mima Akava Yadcha, like, who's making you do all this? You have to get every single crown, right? Amar Lo, Adam Echad Yesha Asad Lios Besov Kama Doros Vakivim Yosei Shemos. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, there's going to be someone. His name is Rabbi Akiva. He's going to be pretty incredible. Sha'asa Lidrash HaKol Kotz V'Kot Tilin V'Tilin Sha'alachos. Every single coats, every single little piece of that crown, he's going to be darshening hills and hills of halachas. Amar Lefan Ribbono Shalom Heroli. So Moshe says, Psh, Kadosh Baruch, I want to see this guy. He sounds pretty impressive. Amar Lo Chazer LaAcharecha. So he says, move back a little bit. Halach V'yasha B'sof Shemon Ashuros. So Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the back row, right, of Rabbi Akiva's shir. He had no clue what was going on. So we have Moshe Rabbeinu in the back row of Rabbi Akiva's shir. He doesn't know what's going on. Tashash kocho. Moshe Rabbeinu has a chalishas hadas. He has a feeling of being sad. He's like, oh my gosh, I don't even understand what's going on. This is my Torah. Kevin sheigia ledavar echad. They reach one nekuda. Amar lo talmida v'student zedim Rabbi Minayin lecharus Rabbi Akiva. Where do you know this from? Amar lehen halacha lemoshe misinai. Ah, it's halacha lemoshe misinai. And this Yashua Daito, the Gemara says, all of a sudden, right, Moshe Rabbeinu feels better. He feels resolved. So what's going on in this Gemara? Right, again, what's going on in this Gemara? What's the conversation back and forth? What does it mean that he sat in the shir? What's the message going on here? So, again, I heard this explanation of this Gemara from Nisana Wiederblink. It's a pretty, again, mainstream understanding of the Gemara. But what the Gemara means is that everything that was in the Torah, in the sense of the future rules that we're going to darshan the Torah with, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. We don't mean that literally Moshe Rabbeinu understood every single detail of the Torah. He didn't get every single halacha and every single havaya of Abaye and Rava. He got the principles, right? The Yud Gil Amidah Shatorah Drashas Behen. The idea that there's a foundational text, right, with rules Shabal Peh, that this is what the Torah is going to be. Lav Davka, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew every single halacha that was going to come out, but he had the principles and the basics, the rules in which to do it, and it was going to develop over time with more halachas being mischadish in every generation and the like. Now that approach is not just, again, a diuk in this Gemara Menachos. I highly recommend, if you never read the Hakdama of the Rambam to the Perush Mishnayos, so the Rambam in his Hakdama to Perush Mishnayos goes through kind of the generations from Har Sinai up until his generation, basically, but certainly till the Chasimas HaTalmud, and it's a very clear explanation of kind of the history and the development. And the Rambam is very clear that when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, there was a certain tradition of halachas from that time that was in Moshe's time, and then in the next generation, all of a sudden, there were new topics that came up that they hadn't discussed in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, and now Yeshua stood up, and he was the one passing halacha, and then Yeshua passed away, and there's a Canaan, and every generation, right, there was more and more questions that came up, nor schadshes of halacha, and in each generation they needed to do new halachas, and the pshat that seems to be, and again, that seems to come out of this, right, would be, right, that not that Moshe literally, right, the way that Chazal sound like in source number 3, 4, 5, not that Moshe literally got every single halacha, rather, it would seem to be, right, that perhaps Moshe didn't get every single halacha, he got principles, he got general rules, right, and that's what ended up was mischadish in later generations, was based on those principles. If you look in source number 8, the Kli Chemda, so the Kli Chemda actually ties us back into our Rashi that we started with. It's a beautiful Kli Chemda, and he says as follows: Amnam ha'inyan nire da'atoras kohenim balahoros lana b'zeh yisod v'shorash ha'torah ha'kedosha. This Torah's kohenim that we quoted is a yisod of the entire Torah. Dihine yisod v'shorash torah kedosha yishakol yisrael tzrichan lahamin shazos ha'torah ha'kedosha nit alana misinai ein ba'shem hishtanas b'shem zman chas v'shalom. The yisod and the shorash that a person has to believe as a frum Jew is that the Torah that we have now has never changed since we got it on Har Sinai. Kamosha HaKadosh Baruch HaNosenes Hu Lamala Me'azman Va'ateva. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time and space, Kein Torah Hu Lamala Me'azman Va'ateva Ein Mugbal B'zman Ma'akum. It's not limited to anything. Vim Amnam Ki Matzanu Kama Inyanim Shechitshu Chazal Achar Kach. Aye, what about all the things that Chazal or Mechadish afterwards? Hakol Kibla Mesinai. Again, everything they got from Sinai. Kamo Shemar Chazal, Hira Kadosh Baruch Lemoshe, Af Masha Tamid Vasik Asad Lechadish. That's what Chazal say, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi that we saw in source number 4. Even what a student's going to then be Mechadish. Bahainu, Shakol Nisgala Oz Bahar Sinai. It was all revealed in Har Sinai. She was manta yitzarach davarzeh, aval ein zeh chadashos v'yishnat zorach hashem. Again, something new per se. It's that it's all connected and a continuation of that which was given in Har Sinai. Meaning, just to explain what I think the Kli Chemda means, and he explains a little more later on. It's not that Moshe literally knew everything. It's that we have to believe, and that's what it means. Manyan shmita dar Har Sinai. We have to believe that it's all a continuation of that which Moshe got in Har Sinai. Everything that we have is a direct connection from that which we got in Har Sinai. Not literally that Moshe got in Har Sinai and he gave it to us, but it's a continuation of that which we got in Har Sinai. It happens to be. This is not the focus of our shiur, but I'll just share with you two fascinating marmakomos that I saw. One I did not see inside, but I'll quote it from what I saw. There's an igra of the Chazan Ish, supposedly. I did not see it inside, but there's an igaris of the Chazan Ish, a letter of the Chazan Ish, where he says that Moshe actually got every single detail in Har Sinai. Everything. But it was forgotten. Moshe got everything. Again, as you can imagine, if he really got everything, it was pretty hard to transmit every single detail that ever existed.
40 days.
And in 40 days. He got everything in 40 days, though. And he forgot it, right? It was forgotten. He didn't forget it. So it was forgotten over the generations. Then we were chozer v'nischadesh those halachos, very similar to the Gemara in Temura, that, right, there were 3,000 halachos that were forgotten, and Asniel ben Kenaz went back and he retaught them. That's one idea.
Moshe forgot it too.
That's one idea. No, Moshe necessarily said we forgot over time. Oh, you're saying then? That's a good point. You're saying in that Gemara, you'd have to assume that Moshe himself forgot. That's a good point. The Tosos Yantif in source number 7, which I did give you, makes a fascinating diuk in the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, if you read the language carefully, it said, Melamed Sheher'ehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem showed Moshe all the Dikturei Torah Zeri Sovrim. He suggests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe, but he didn't allow him to teach it to everybody else. It wasn't that he was Masrua to Moshe, right? He showed it to him, so Moshe got to see it. He got a preview of that which was going to happen, but he didn't actually get to give it over. Okay, again, perhaps. I think the simple pshat, again, a more mature and developed pshat, which is the pshat of the Kli Chemda, it's also expressed by the Torah Tamima and the Netziv in different contexts, which is that, again, not literally that Moshe got every single detail in Har Sinai, it means that everything that was asid lehischadesh, its foundations were already in the Torah Shebichtav that we got in Har Sinai. Yes? And therefore what?
Therefore, he didn't get all of it. I mean,
why? No, but that was to the Bnei Yisrael, not to Moshe. Right? First, the Dibros were only to Klal Yisrael got from Hashem, but Moshe got everything from Hashem. Correct. Everything. When 40 days and 40 nights, he got the whole Torah. Right. Okay. That's all part one of the Shir. I would say, I don't want to say these are Dvarim Yoduim, but these are more like people talk about this. The second part of the Shir, which I think there's room to talk about things that are less spoken about. I mean, it's spoken about because we have sources, but something that I've developed over time based on different sources is, what about Agadata? I've always been fascinated by Agadata, the notion of Agadata, where it comes from, again, and the Masorah of Agadata. And I want to spend the second half of this year to talk about specifically Agadata. Was that also given on Har Sinai? So we'll go through a few sources, and we'll develop two different approaches to Agadata in general, and we'll relate it back to whether or not we got Agadata on Har Sinai and how to understand Agadata. So the first is the Mishnah in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah there says, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai, So the Mishnah in the very beginning of Pirkei Avos says, right, Moshe got the Torah, gave it to Yeshua, Yeshua, Zekenim, Zekenim, Neviim, Neviim, Nashkin, Esadola. They said three things, and these are them. Now the question is asked by many Mefarshim, which is, this is a beautiful Shalshalas HaMesorah, it's a beautiful link in the chain. It probably makes the most sense to be at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, right? Avos is like a pretty random place to interject with, here's the Masorah of the Jewish people, right? Presumably it makes most sense at the beginning of Maseches Brachos. Why is it here? So the Bar Tanura has a really interesting and important answer. If you look at the Bar Tanura in source number 10, he says the following, Omer Ani, Lefisha Maseches Zu Enem Yusedes Al Perish Mitzvah Mimitzah Satur Kshar Maseches Shav Mishnah. Because this Masechta, Maseches Avos, is not dealing with halacha and perish amitzos like other Masechta. Elakula musarim umidos. It's all musar and midos. V'chachmei umas olam gamkin chibu svarim kamosha badu meiliv medarkei amusar kesu nag adam im chaviro. Right? Non-Jews also wrote sifrei midos shebadu meilibam, that were from their own knowledge, whatever they thought, right, how a person should act. Lefichach hiskel hatanam Maseches Zu, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. That's why this Masechta specifically gives us the Masorah. Lomar lecha shehamidos v'amusar shebezu Masechta lo badu asamchach mishnah milibam ela af ilu nemer b'Sinai. Is to tell you that don't think that when the Chachamim Maseches Avos tell you their feelings, right? Have a ma'od ba'od shfal ruach. You should be very, very humble. They didn't say that from their own heart, what they thought was a nice idea, like the non-Jewish people do. They had a Masorah from Torah mi Sinai, right? This is the proper midos to have. An amazing chiddush of the Bar Tanura. What's the Bar Tanura, though, bothered by? Meaning, what's he coming to answer? I think what he's coming to answer is the following question, which is really going to drive the second half of this year, which is the notion of, like, good midos, the notion of, like, how to act appropriately. So is that a unique tradition that we have from Har Sinai? Option A. Or option B, it's universal. There's universal, nice, kind things that we should do, right? There are ways that we should behave. And quite frankly, what we have in terms of midos is not necessarily special. And I don't mean that in a, okay, we have things that are special. We have mitzvahs in the Torah that are special. These things are not necessarily unique, right? Now, the classic example, I know this isn't, we don't think of this like midos tovos, but like, don't kill, right? Don't murder, right? So is that a special halacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Mi Sinai, that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not given to us, maybe we wouldn't have had it? Or is it, no, it's like everyone would have had Lo Sirta. We have it in our Torah, and it's also a davar sichli. It's something that's logical and something that you would come to. And so too is humility. And so too is be kind to other people, right? These are things that everyone would have thought of. So the Bar Tanur is coming to tell you, don't think that way. These are not necessarily intuitive, good midos. These are a Kabbalah me Sinai. That's what the Bar Tanur wants to say. Was what?
Directly from Hashem to the Yisrael.
Presumably, yeah, for sure. Well, yeah.
And how did they receive it?
It's a good question. Like, what was the way in which the Shemesh Menoach were given over? It's a good question. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know.
We're given to B'nai Noach, who's spread out.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. It was given to Noach, and then he gave it out. I don't know. In the Gemara, it sounds like it was even given to Adam Arishon. It's one according to one man, Amar. It's a good question how they got them and when they got them. So I'll make like a small diak for you. This is just like this is not kind of more for fun. But if you want to make a diak, so in the Yerushalmi that we quoted earlier, if you go back to source number 4 for 1 minute, so the Yerushalmi said on the second line that what did Moshe get in Har Sinai? Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, ve'agada. Right? According to the Yerushalmi, it's clear that agada was included in it. If you look in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Hey. The Gemara in Brachos actually says, what are the things? Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, Neviim, Uksuvim, and then Talmud. There's no mention of Agada in that context. Interesting. Again, interesting. It's not mentioned there, Agada. If you look in the Shmos Rabbah, which is source number 11, right? So again, we have, if you look in the source, line number 3, right? Or line number 2. B'shash nigla kadosh baruch b'sinai litan liyisrael amra l'moshe al seder Mikra, u'mishnah, Talmud, v'agada. So the Shmos Rabbah supports the Yerushalmi, not like the Gemara in Brachos, which seems to be that Kadosh Baruch Hu certainly gave Agada on Har Sinai as well. Yes?
What about Shmos Rabbah? Rashi's Rabbah?
This is Shmos Rabbah.
And so on.
Oh. Yeah, so good question. I don't know what Agada means, but forgetting about the question of like, this Agada, this Agada, this Agada, the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Agada in the first place on Har Sinai is itself a Chiddush, right? What exactly the details are to me are secondary. The notion that Agada was given on Har Sinai is itself a fascinating Chiddush. So I want to get to a really, really interesting and important Machlokas Rambam and Maharal in source number 12 and source number 13. The Rambam in Mora Nevuchim, he goes through the different ways that Chazal darshan psukim in Agadata. And the Rambam in source number 12 says something very strong. And again, if it was not the Rambam, it would almost sound like too strong for us to say it. But we're going to read the Rambam a little bit inside and see what he says. If you look in the beginning, V'achelek Hasheni, Hu mevaza osam v'yachsheveha l'schok. Listen carefully. The second part of how Chazal darshim psukim, it embarrasses them, and it makes it seem like a joke. Achar shemavuar nigla she'ein ze'inyan ha-pasuk. After it's clear, that's not what the pasuk really means. V'hisparsim ha-derech ha-hu bezmanahu. And this way was very popular in that time. V'yosim ha-kol k'ma she'yasu ha-mishorim mizamrei ha-shir. And they would all do the same way that songwriters do, right? A poet, right? A poet takes poetic license, writes things in very interesting language. That's what Chazal used to do. That's what he says. Amru Razal, and he gives an example. This is a Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Hey Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tani Bar Kafra, V'yesed Tiyelecha Al Azencha. That there should... Azanecha, right? There should be a peg for you on your weapons. That's what the pasuk literally translates as. And the Gemara there says, Al tikri azanecha, ella oznecha. Don't read it as on your weapons. Rather, you should have a peg in your ears. What does that mean? Malame shem yishma adam davar maguna yitin etzbo betoch azno. That teaches you that if a person hears something that's not nice, he should put his finger in his ear. The Gemara is making a drasha that this peg that it's referring to is really your finger, and is not azencha, it's not on a peg on your weapons, it's your finger in your ear. That if you hear something that's not nice, you should put your fingers in your ear, and that's why you have your fingers. That's what the Gemara says. Now listen to the Rambam's language. It is so strong. The Rambam says, Vani tamia imze hatana etzel elu haskalim. And I'm going to wonder, is this Tana one of the fools? that would actually think this is what the pasuk means. Vishazosi kavana zosha mitzvah. And this is the kavana of the mitzvah in the Torah that's right in that pasuk. Vishayesed hua etzvah vaznachayim aznayim. He actually thinks the pasuk. Eini chushiv she'echad misha sichla shalom yichashiv zeh. He says, I can't imagine anyone who has wisdom will think that. Aval himalitza shir nam od hizir ba'al mida tova. It's a nice, cute idea. It's a nice melitza shir. It's a mida tova. It's a cute idea. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying something extremely important. The Rambam is saying, what Chazal darshan a pasuk to teach us a mida tova. And that drasha seems a little bit out there. Says the Rambam, it's because it is a little bit out there. It's not meant to be pshat in the pasuk. That's the Rambam saying. And only a fool, that's the Rambam writes, only a fool would think that that's the pshat in the pasuk, because of course it's not pshat in the pasuk. The Tana, in this case, right, Bar Kafra, who darshan the pasuk, he never thought that was the pshat in the pasuk. He thought, here's an important idea, which is that if you don't hear something nice, you should cover your ears. And he put it, he attached it to a pasuk, he gave a cute drasha, right? Here's a drasha in order to remember that idea. Here's a nice idea, and I'm going to attach it to a pasuk. But if you ask the Rambam, and this is what's really important, if you ask the Rambam, was this pshat in pasuk? He would say, of course not. Of course it's not pshat in pasuk. Now that means, I just want to flesh out the Rambam for a second, because it's a really, really important idea. That means that when Chazal darshan psukim for agadata purposes, they don't really think that's what the pasuk means, which is certainly, that means it doesn't go back to Har Sinai. It means they had a nice midah tova that you should practice, and they said it fits nicely with this pasuk, that's how you remember it. You'll give a good drasha in shul, so I'll give you a drasha for shul. Here's a drasha on this pasuk, and that's what they used to do back then, right? The same way nowadays, we make nice drashas, we connect psychological ideas with Torah psukim, so back then they used to darshan psukim in this way in order to teach you how to have good midos. The Maharal and Ber HaGola, yeah. Go back to the Shmos Rabbah and all those sources. Excellent, excellent. I think the Rambam would disagree with that Bar Tanura. It's what I'm trying to develop. I think the Rambam would disagree with that Bar Tanura. I think the Rambam would tell you that Midos Tovos were not given on Har Sinai, that these are things that they darshan on their own, and he'd figure out another reason why it says Moshe Kibbol Torah MiSinai in this context. If you look at the Maharal in source number 13, the Maharal, without quoting the Rambam by name, is for sure, without a doubt, going after this Rambam. It's not a question, it's a fact, for sure, the Maharal is going after the Rambam, as he did in many occasions. The Maharal felt that this can't be the pshat. And the Maharal says, look how he starts, he quotes the Gemara in Ksubas, which I didn't give you, and says as following, V'rabim yitzma'u halmaimer zeh. Many people are fascinated, or they're wondering on this maimer. Shu rachuk mipshat hakasav. Right? Many people, hint, hint, the Rambam, think that this drasha is so far from what the pasuk means. Ki eich nefarsh lefiyah kavana zos hemshach hakasav. How you can explain the rest of the pasuk? Vim nemar ki elu beizu gil miyaz yishavarsh kirim bli hemshach shak suvim. You can explain that without the rest of the pasuk. Kash lefarsh devre torah kach. V'yoser kash shebesiva shnitnish lekach etzim eshupa. That's why the finger is bent. It can't be this the pshat in the pasuk. The Maharal in the next paragraph, and again, I'm not here to spend time on this drasha so much, but the Maharal in the next paragraph then develops why he thinks this actually is exactly the pshat in the pasuk. He says that the words al azanecha are actually extra in the pasuk. If you read the pasuk carefully, it should have just said v'yeseti yelecha. It should just say you have a peg. You have a peg. A peg covers something. And he darshins why the extra words al azanecha, which literally mean for your weapons, again means your ear. And then he says, turn the page, page 3. And then he says something very strong, which he means to go against the Rambam. He says, it's the first underline, v'davar ze mevuar, and this is very clear, v'ein ze perish rachok. This is not a far-fetched pshat, aval hu karov v'tov. It's close and it's good. And listen to these words: "Ein safek sheramza zeh haTorah beremez lashon." And there's no doubt that this was hinted in the actual words of the Torah. And if you look at the last line of this piece in the Maharal that I gave to you, it's underlined: "V'roi lekabel elu hadvarim ba'ahava." it's appropriate to receive these with love. Ve'ein hadvarim rak krovim ma'od. They're actually very close. Now, what's the Maharal saying? I'll tell you exactly what the Maharal is saying. And it, again, if you read through Be'er HaGola in those paragraphs and others, it's very clear that the Maharal felt this way. The Maharal is saying, this isn't Chazal saying some nice idea and attaching it to a pasuk. Chazal saw in the depths of this pasuk was this pshat. The idea that covering your ears with your finger is a hinted in this pasuk, that's what the pasuk meant. HaKadosh Baruch, when he gave the Torah, revealed in this pasuk a sod, some kind of secret Torah, and Chazal revealed it because they saw it from the words themselves. And what comes out is actually a fascinating and very fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Maharal. When Chazal, Darshan, Psukim, and Agadatas, were they just saying nice ideas and attaching it to Psukim like the Rambam, or were they saying this is what the Torah really meant when it was given? Now perhaps, this can go back. Let's first deal with, was this given on Har Sinai, right? What was given on Har Sinai? So I would suggest that the Rambam would tell you, of course this wasn't given on Har Sinai. The drushas of Agadata and Chazal and all those things, again, the notion of Agadata, forget about every drusha, the Rambam would tell you the notion of Agadata was, again, I don't mean to use these words lightly, were made up later on. They made it up. They made up nice ideas, nice stories, nice things to teach us lessons, but they never really thought that that was a Kabbalah, Mehar Sinai. As opposed to the Maharal, who for sure would tell you this is a Mesorah, this is a tradition, this is hidden in the Psukim, this is all part of Chazal's original intent from earlier times. Perhaps we can explain two other pieces with this. The first is not on the source sheet. The first is, what do we make a Birchas HaTorah on? So let's make it a little bit Halacha L'maisa right now. Not just what was given on Har Sinai, but let's make it Halacha L'maisa. So if you look in the Gemara in Brachos, really on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, the Gemara talks about you make a Birchas HaTorah on just Mikra, on Mishnah, on Talmud. That's what the Gemara talks about. There's a further discussion in the Poskim. Do you make a Birchas HaTorah on Agadata? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, I forgot to look it up right before, and I think it's Siman Mem Zayin in Orach Chaim. The Shulchan Aruch says you make a Birchas HaTorah on Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. And the Ramah there says, Af al HaMedrash. The Ramah says, even on Medrash you make a Birchas HaTorah. It's not clear what the Ramah meant when he added Medrash. There's different kind of Midrashim. So you asked about Medrash Rabbah or other Midrashim. So when the Chazal used the word Medrash, it's not clear if they mean Midrash Halacha or Medrash Haggadah. Because Medrash Halacha is just how you darshan psukim in the Medrash as opposed to in the Gemara. Medrash Haggadah is like, again, what we have of Shmos Rabbah and Agadatas and the like. It's not really clear. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's a machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Again, I'm not going to go through all the details. But the reason that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that you do make a Birchas HaTorah on Agadata is because it was Nitnar HaSinai. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes. He says the reason you make a Birchas HaTorah even on Agadata is because it was Nitnar HaSinai. Right? Now, again, that assumes, like the Lashon of the Shmos Rabbah and the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, but it also assumes a certain approach to how you understand Agadata. I'd like to suggest, right, that the Rambam probably would not say that way. Again, I'm not passing Halacha L'maisa, I'm just saying, I don't think the Rambam would say that way. I think the Rambam would say if you took out your Mesilas Yesharim, right, in the morning, and you wanted to learn a little bit of Musar before you started, right, your day, right? So I think the Rambam would tell you, it's a beautiful thing to do, you should work on your Midos. Lav Dafke, you have to make a Birchas HaTorah on that. Now again, I'm not talking about, he quotes Chazal. Okay, I'm talking about just the pshat of learning a Musar Seder, right? The Rama might tell you, a Musar Seder is beautiful. You should work on your Midos, you should improve yourself. That's not Torah Misinai, right? Torah Misinai is the halachas that we have and the traditions that we have. Hilcha Shabbos, Hilcha Shmita, Hilcha Shatnez. That's Torah Misinai. Agadatas, nice drushas, nice ideas, not Torah Misinai, perhaps. The second area that maybe, again, not necessarily, might be dependent on this, is the idea of learning halacha from Agadata. So there's a fascinating machlokas in Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Noda Yehuda on this discussion. Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Tosus Rabbi Akiva Eger has a small commentary on Mishnayos, and Rabbi Akiva Eger in Maseches Brachos, Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet, says the following. Ha'pri chadash b'sefer mayim chayim hisig al zed, ha'ach klal hirakli nimsak halacha, right, the klal that we just said about in lamin halachas min agados, right, is only when it comes to psak halacha. Dere mi hecha. Dilemma farishas hilchasa. He quotes a pri chadash, says the following. the rule that we don't learn halacha from Agarata is only if we have a mefurish machlokas in Chazal. Aval, dina delo isparis b'shas. Let's say there's a halacha that there's nobody talks about. Matzinu kam pamen de la meidin me midrashos. He quotes this pre-chadash, he says the following. Let's say there's a halacha that comes out of an agarata that's not based on anything we talk about in a regular halachic sugya, right? So if a halachic sugya discusses, again, a topic, right? Hilcha Shabbos, right? There's machlokas. Is this a violation of Zoreya or is not a violation of Zoreya? So says the pre-chadash, don't bring me rayas from agaratas. We have a sugya. Deal with the sugya. But let's say there's no sugya on this topic. Let's say there's no sugya on this topic. And you have a Maimar Chazal that's an agarata. Can I learn the halacha from that agarata? Says the Brichadash, of course you can. Why not? It's only when there's no precedent in halacha that you can't learn it out. The Noah de Yehuda dealt with the same question, and the Noah de Yehuda felt otherwise. And what does Noah de Yehuda write? If you look at the last line, it's underlined. Aval hamidrashim va'agados, Iker kavanasam al hamusar v'al haramazim v'al hamashalim shebehem. Midrashim agados, their point is just to give you, right, musar. V'akol iker hadas, it's very important, it's foundational. Aval ein iker kavanasam al piske halachos, dechen ein malidim em sak halacha klal. Their goal wasn't teach you halacha. Their goal, right, was teach you a nice musar, a nice idea. So says Noda Behuda, even when there's no precedent in halacha, you never learn halacha from agarata. Now I want to be clear. The Noda Behuda and the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva are not choosing sides in our machlokes, the Maharal, and the Rambam. However, perhaps we can suggest that it's certainly related. The conversation is a related conversation, which is, how seriously do we take drushas of agarata, right? Do we take them seriously, ki'ilu, they were given us in our Sinai, again, not literally given our Sinai, but there's tradition in them, there's a foundation in halacha, or do we say, nah, it's like nice stories, things that we talk about. Their goal was important. Again, agarata is very important. It's meant to teach us how to live our lives. I'm not downplaying the importance of it, but it's not Torah mi-Sinai in that way. Yes?
Are you differentiating between agada?
What's the difference?
Like a Pirkei Avos, why do they have that whole Seder HaKabbalah?
You're saying if you don't hold like the Bar Tanur, you're saying.
Tell you that these Musar and Midas are just important as specific halachas that you learn that are derived from the Torah.
Right.
Midas and Musar is you can't attach to the specific posukness of us.
Right.
Generally, but
good. So nobody's questioning, and that's what I was just saying quickly in the end. I want to be clear. Nobody's questioning the importance of good midos. There's no machlokas here. I don't want you to walk away confused. There's no machlokas here. Are midos tovos important? The Rambam, the Maharal, and any Jewish thinker that's ever existed believes that midos tovos are extremely important. Right? Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Midos are very important. The question is, are they from Har Sinai though? Right? They're very important. Right? Are they? Is it a Jewish tradition of good midos, or is it not? There's a notion of good midos, and we happen to have a Torah that also promotes them, right? And has drushas chazal and stories and ways to read psukim that promote it. The question is not are they important. No one's the question are they important. The question is, right? When chazal darshan psukim and have these shakav atarias, right? In Agarata, is that something that we take seriously as like ilu this darshaning psukim yisinai? Or is it nice ideas that we're attaching to psukim? But nobody's disagreeing on the importance of midos. That's what I'm saying. That's not the machlokas.
No, I mean the derivation of midos.
Correct. So
the derivation. I
correct. So where does it come from?
Now,
correct. Where?
Are saying of us, the ethics, the musar.
Right. So where does it come from?
Where does it come from? You can't directly.
That's our question. That's our conversation. Where does it come from?
And that's why you have the whole Seder HaKabbalah, because this is, in fact, they're saying, the Rishonim, this is derived directly.
That's what the Bar Tanur is saying. I don't know if everyone agrees with the Bar Tanur. That's what I'm trying to say. Yes?
Where do the Talmud cantillations come from?
The Gemara is in Megillah, and the Gemara in Megillah, and Daf Gimel, and elsewhere, and the Gemara in Shabbos somewhere, talk to say, Talach Lomash Mishinai. That's what they say. Again, what is that's this? That's the Gemara says. Talach Lomash Mishinai. Correct.
Maybe,
The Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel says it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the tamim. Yes.
When you say Rosidon Tov Yashar, what is Tov Yashar?
Good. So that's our conversation. I want to end with one last maramakum. It's a wild maramakum, and it's what to think about in this conversation when we talk about, again, when we talk about midos, when we talk about things of inyanei hashkafa, do we read Chazal? I'll say it differently even now. Do we read Chazal and assume there was some kind of Mesoras Chazal, right? And the way we read Gemaras, that this is Torah Misinai, right? And therefore, we have to take it to the nth degree. Or do we say we have our own code of ethics, that Chazal also had the code of ethics as well, again, but lav dafka, that there's a Mesoras Misinai in Chazal. So it's an amazing and wild, I will say, wild maramakum. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Nun Heyam at Aleph into Nun Heyam at Beis talks about a quote of Rav Ami. So Amar Rav Ami, source 16, Amar Rav Ami, Ein Misa Belo Chet, Ein Yisurim Belo Avon. Rav Ami says something that, again, maybe to us is obvious. The Rami says, there's no one who dies without sin, and there's no punishment without sin. Rav Ami says, there's no such thing as punishment unless you did something wrong. God doesn't punish for no reason, right? If someone passes away, there must be some chet, there must be some sin. If something bad happens to a person, there must be some reason why it happens. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara then asks a question. Meisve arba meisa b'ito shel nachash. The Gemara says there are four people in history. This is like the most classic, like when you're in camp, like trivia question. I don't know. This is always the one that I never knew it, but it was always like a classic camp trivia question, right? So who are the four people who died without sinning, right? So this is the Gemara. Ve'elu heim binyamin ben Yaakov, binyamin v'amram avi Moshe, v'yishai avi David, v'kila ev ben David. Okay, these are the four people who died without sin. The Gemara says, what do we see? Vishmamina yesh misa belochid, v'yesh yisurim belo avon. Right? If four people died, be'ito shanachar means from the bite of the snake, meaning from the sin of Adam Arishon, but they didn't actually sin, what do we see? There's a concept of dying without sin. And says the Gemara of a tiyufta de Rav Ami tiyufta. This is a complete refutation of Rav Ami. Now, if you know anything about Gemara, you'll know that tiyufta is almost always right. If the Gemara ends with kasha, then you say it's a question, but it has an answer. If it ends in tiyufta, you assume there's no answer. If it ends tiyufta de Rav Ami tiyufta, a double tiyufta, ain't no going back from that, right? That's the strongest refutation. So if you read this Gemara, and this is the end of the sugya, you would say Rav Ami is wrong, right? That's what you would say. That's not Chas V'Shalom in a negation of Rav Ami's kavod. That's the sugya. Rav Ami is wrong, which would mean there is such a thing as Misa B'lo Chet. Now look at this Me'iri. It's not believable unless you see it inside. Says the Me'iri, Me'ikre Hadas, from the foundation of our belief, Lahamin Shekol Mashikra L'Adam Mitovad Ra, Hakol Mushkach Me'to Yisbarach Hashkacha Pratis Mitzad Pulos HaAdam. From the foundations of our faith is that anything that happens to a person, good or bad, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad pe'ulos ha'adam, because the actions of man, v'lo yibal belzeh, don't get confused in this, ma'asha niru meheder asidu lamaras neinu binyan tzadik v'ra'al l'rasha v'tovlo. Don't get confused, because sometimes you see good people, bad, no, that's the pshat. And then he says, right, he proves that this must be the case. And then look at the end, I underlined it for you. I don't understand though. The Gemara left it off in Tiyufta. So, dear Rabbi Menachem Meiri, I appreciate your perspective, right? But the Gemara ended it off in Tiyufta. Listen to these words, they're wild. Ein ikre hamunos tluyos berayos shel pshute hamikros vagados. The kvar yadata shemashivim vagada. Says the Meiri, I don't care that the Gemara left it in Tiyufta. We don't depend our Ikre Emuna, our fundamental faith, on the way you darshan psukim, right? And the agaritas that you find in Chazal. Kvar yadata, shimashivim agadah. We don't ask questions from agarita. We don't. It's a wild Meiri, right? I need to just take a minute to digest this, right? The Gemara ends in Tiyufta de Rami Tiyufta. Says the Meiri, the Ikre Hadas, the fundamental belief, is against this Gemara. Aye, but it's against the Gemara? Yeah, I don't care. We don't get our Ikre Hadas, we don't get our fundamental beliefs from the Gemara. Now again, if I were to say this, you would tell me I'm a kofer, and you probably rightfully so would tell me I'm a kofer. What's the Meiri mean, though? Let's just unpack the Meiri for 1 minute and we'll end. I'm a little past my time. What the Meiri means is what the Rambam meant earlier, which is when Chazal make drushas, right? They don't mean that this is really pshat and pasuk. They were saying, here's an idea, right? Here's nagarata, here's a thought, here's a musr, here's something that you could learn from this. But they never thought, Chazal never thought that they were saying, really, this is the pshat and the pasuk me'sinai. They weren't saying this agarata was received, tradition from Moshe. They were saying, here's a nice idea, here's an important idea, this is what we think, right? But the Ikrei Hadas is something that's much more fundamental than that, right? And it supersedes whatever you would call agarata, drushas, right? Whatever that means. It's really a crazy idea. This Meiri takes it to a new level. But what it's saying is, when we talk about agarata, there's certainly when it comes to agarata, there's no mesora mesinai. There's no idea that it was ki'ilu nitna besinai, because it's all, again, just nice ideas that we say, but we don't literally think it's a tradition back to Sinai. Again, there's a lot to think about this Meiri. It's really a fascinating source. When I originally saw it many years ago, I couldn't believe it when I read it with my own eyes. But again, it touches on this idea, this fundamental machlokas between the Maharal and the Rambam. How do we read agaritas of Chazal? How do we read the drushes of Chazal? And how seriously do we take them? So again, that seems to be the machlokas here, and a lot to think about.